Okay, Yecheskel Perachuf is a major perek. We can spend a lot of time on it. There's a lot to say, but we'll touch on as many ideas as we can. Again, the perek continues the ideas of the entire Sefer so far, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tell Am Yisrael, the beginning of the perek, some of the Jews come and say, well, is Hashem going to listen to us? And if not, we're not going to listen to him. And Hashem replies, well, you haven't listened to me in history. And the Perek continues and says, from day one, from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we were not listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and from that day, for hundreds and hundreds of years, almost 1,000 years, Hashem has Rachmanis, until finally he can't, until finally he has to pay the debt, even though there was Chil Hashem involved, there was potential Chil Hashem all the years, and that's why he didn't. But ultimately, the greatest Chil Hashem in the world ever is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and it had to be done in order to bring us back eventually, and as the Perek ends off, there's going to be a time when we're all going to do tshuva, and we're going to come back. That is the Perek, but let's see, ironically, the day that it starts. Vayhi Bashana HaShviyas, it was in the seventh year, the Radak and others point out, it was the seventh year of Galus Yehoyachin. Since the Yehoyachin went into Galus, that is Yehoyachin, the son of Yehoyakim, which we spoke about in the previous parak, the three months, 11 years. Yehoyachin, he was only king for 3 months, then he went into exile, and 11 years after that was the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That's why Tzidkiyahu was the king for 11 years. So it was in the seventh year, that's when Yechezkel was giving Nevuah, and what happens? Bachamishi Be'asar L'Chodesh, in the fifth month, on the 10th of the month. What is that? That's the 10th day of Av. 10th day of Av, 4 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. Bo Anashim Yizikne Yisrael Lidrosh Hashem Ve'yishvu Lefanai. Zikne Yisrael came to search out, to seek out Hashem Ve'yishvu Lefanai. So Rashi already says that, even though you might read this pasuk and say, wow, they're coming to be Dorosh Hashem, from the reaction that we see later on in the parak, it's clear that Yechezkel knew and Hashem knew that they were not coming with a Machshava Tova, right? What do they say? Rashi says, if Eino Shemei Alanu Gamanu Lo Ne'anash Al Aver Shebiyadeinu, well, if you don't answer us, meaning if you don't stop the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, then we're not going to listen to you. And Hashem says, no, that's not how it goes. Not how it goes. The Malbim says maybe it's even hinted to by saying Zikne Yisrael and not Zikne Yehuda. Zikne Yehuda generally are used for righteous. Zikne Yisrael are often not. In the Seder Olam, the Medrash says, well, maybe this is true. Hanani Mishal Vazarya were coming, and Tzadikim were coming. And that's what the Radak here says. Elu Zikene Bo Lidrosh. Why was the answer very angry? Not at the questioners, but at the door. Right? I know you're asking for Rachmanis, but the door doesn't deserve it. Right? They weren't, Hashem wasn't upset at the questioners, but at the door. So on this day, when they came to seek, Hashem tells Yechezkel what to answer these people. Ben Adam, Daber, El Zikne Yisrael. Go speak to these Zikne Yisrael. V'yamarta Aleihem. Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Halidrosh Osiyatem Boim. You're coming to seek me out. Chai Ani Im Adereish Lachem. I swear that I won't be seeked out by you, Noam Hashem Elokim. I won't have the relationship. I won't connect. Even though Rashi points out that at the end, Rashi says at the end of, Pasuk Gimel, right, Bevakash Hashemu, Besof HaSefer HaZeh, Omer Edareish LeBeis Yisrael, Hashem says he will be seeked out. Zu Achaz V'namakomos HaMalamdim Osanu, Shakadosh Baruch Hu, Chozer Bo'al HaRa. Hashem can change his mind from Ra'a to Tova, as we know, Tova to Ra, that does not prove, that proves Anavi Sheker, Ra to Tova does not, because Hashem could ultimately have Rachmanis in his never-ending Rachmanis. So HaTishpot Osam, HaTishpot Ben Adam, says Hashem, what you scream at them, right, judge them, ki has Toevos Avosam Hodiyim, right, tell them the Toevas that have been done in the past history. V'yamar Taleim Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, B'yom Bachari Yisrael, so Hashem says, here's a little Jewish history lesson, B'yom Bachari Yisrael, on the day that I chose Israel. Even from that day, I've held back my mercy. Rashi says it's over 900 years that Hashem has held it in, so to speak. Biyom Bachari Yisrael, Vo'esa Yadi Lezera Beis Yaakov. What did I do? I lifted up my hand. Vo'yivadalohem Be'eretz Mitzrayim. I made myself known. Vo'esa Yadi Lohem. And I raised up my hand. Again, what does that mean? The Nisim. That means all the Makos and the Kriyas Yamsuf. That's Hashem's lifting up his hand. A Nes, a miracle, is a flag. A Nes is also a flag. V'sa Nes L'kaveitz Goli Yosenu. So when Hashem performs a miracle, he's putting up a flag. So I took you out saying, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Biyomahu Nasasi Yadi Lohem Lotziyam Be'eretz Mitzrayim. El Eretz Asher Tartilem Zavas Chalav Udvash. I was going to take you out. Svihi l'chol ha'aratzos, the beauty, the splendor of all the lands. The Radak here says, Tiferes v'chemda l'chol ha'aratzos, va'avira mazug v'tov mikol ha'aratzos. Right, avira de'eret Yisrael. It's machkim. Yifei Nof Misos Kal Haaretz, quoting the Pesukim in Tehillim. Valmarliam, and I said to you something simple, says Hashem, when Hashem says, I took you out. Ish Shikutse Einav Ashlichu, throw away your idols, the abominations of your eyes. Why dafka your eyes? So Rashi quotes, Velos Asuru, the Radak quotes, Velos Asuru Achre Levavchem Achre Enechem. All sin starts from the eyes, and that's why one of the six mitzvahs to Midios, right, the only one that's a losasei, is Velos Asuru Achre Levavchem Achre Enechem. That's a separate losasei. Say, separate from other averos, right? One might call this a siyag d'araisa, velos asur achrei levavchem achrei neichem, because that is what it leads to. It leads to other averos, even though it itself is an avera. Says the Sefer Achinuch in Shin Pei Zayin. By not violating this is step one. By straying after our eyes and our minds, that'll lead to sin. The avatoma is the machshava, and the toldas are the children. The meisim. V'im yamos ha'adam terem yolid ein zachar labanim. Right, if a person dies before he has children, then there's no zecher to the banim. So if a person gets rid of the machshava, then there's not going to be any meisa. Not going to be any meisa. Shim tashis l'datcha l'malot ha'avatcha ha'ra'a pamachas t'imashachara kama pamim. Right, it's just going to lead, it's going to snowball, and therefore we have to stop it early. So that's why, says the Radak here, idols are called shikutzei einav. Throw them away. Uvegululei Mitzrayim al titamo. Don't become defiled with the abominations of Mitzrayim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. But what happens? Vayam rubi. They rejected me. Right? Rashi quotes, 4/5 of the Jewish people were killed in Makas Choshech, as we know. Vachamushim. V'lo avu l'shmo elai. Isha shikutzei einam lo ishlichu. They did not throw away their idols. Ves gululei Mitzrayim lo azava. They didn't leave the gilulim in Mitzrayim. Remember the Medrash? The Malachim said, halalo of the Avodah Zarah, halalo of the Avodah Zarah. Right? They're both of the Avodah Zarah. So even on that day, we were over the Avodah Zarah, b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim. The Meshechachma in Dvarim, Perachav Pasuk Aleph, quotes the Yerushalmi in Meseches Peah, where the Yerushalmi says, why was the door of Achav so successful, right, in its wars, even though they were over the Avodah Zarah? Because they were ba'achdus. They were ba'achdus. But the door of David, right, they were tzaddikim, but they had diltorin, they had tattletales on each other, so no flim b'melchama. So the Meshechachma says on the pasuk there, in Perachav Pasuk Aleph, Al tiramayim, don't fear your enemies. Hashem is with you. Hama'alcha me'aretz Mitzrayim, that took you up from Egypt. What's he referring to there? This pasuk says the Meshechachma, even though we were over the Avodah Zarah when we left Mitzrayim, if you stay together and you have achdus, that will heal and that will bring you success. The Rinas Yitzchak quotes a Dover Nifla here. Rinas Yitzchak says that the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos there were 10 Nisim that took place in Mitzrayim. 10 Nisim, Asara Naasu L'Avasidim in Mitzrayim. Rashi in Perkei Avos says, Lo Nuspar Shulanu. We don't know which Nisim took place to our forefathers in Mitzrayim. So the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah say it means that they were saved from the 10 Makos. Why was that such a nace? Why was that such amazing? So the Rinas Yitzchak says, because of this pasuk. Because we were all the Avodah Zarah too. So did we really deserve to go out? So Bederech Nace, Hashem performed the Makkah and at the same time saved us. Those were the Asura Nisim, or the Asura Makkah, that we were saved because really, we didn't really deserve it even then. Va'omar, and Hashem continues in Pasuk Ches. Lishpoch HaMasi Aleihem, I said, I'm gonna pour my anger out on them. L'chalos HaPibah M'toch Eretz Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, and I didn't. He goes back to Chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem, I didn't want to cause a Chilul Hashem l'enei agoyim, right? That's always the card that Moshe Rabbeinu brings out. Asher hema b'socham, asher nodati alem l'eneihem, lotziyem b'eretz Mitzrayim. Okay, so I brought him out of Mitzrayim. Votziyem b'eretz Mitzrayim, Yud Aleph. Vo'etein lem eschuko saivis mishpatai, I gave them my chukim, my mishpatim, asher yaso osam ha'adam v'chai bohem. The Malbim, beautiful, on this pasuk says, chukim here referred to Bein Adam Lamako, Mishpatei referred to Bein Adam Lachaveiro, and Ruchnias and Gashmias. So Hashem says, I gave them the Ruchnias and the Gashmias, Asher Aso Osam HaAdam, that man has to live by Vachai Bohem, because man is a being that lives in both realms. In both realms, says the Malbim. That's why it is a chok, because ultimately it's never connected to Hashem. Mitzad shehu adam murkav miguf and neshama v'chai bohem b'shnei minei achayim hagashmiim v'haruchaniim. So if we do that, we can live in both realms. So Hashem gave it to us, and also the gam Eshabsosai nasati. I gave them shabsosai, my shabasos, lios laos beni v'neim, lodatski ani eshem mekachem. I gave them Shabbos is singled out, right? The Radak says Shabbos is what's mabdolos between from the umos, right? Or we know that Shabbos is one of the mitzvahs that a goy is not allowed to do. Goy sheshavas chayiv misa. The Rambam says because if he keeps Shabbos, he's making a new religion. If he puts on tzitzis, if he does a Shabbos aveda, he's not making a new religion. If he keeps Shabbos, he's making a new religion because that is defining. That is our oaths, right? Shabbos and Torah. The Rambam, those in the Gemara, those there's two separate chazals. A goy can't learn Torah and a goy can't keep Shabbos. The Rambam puts them together because those two are so definitional to who we are, to a person. So if a goy does that, that'll already be considered a new religion. Perak Yud Pasuk Halachates of Hilchos Malachim. Klalo Shel Davar Ein Manichan Osan Lachadish Das V'Lasos Mitzvos La'atzman Midaitan Ela Oyeh Gert Tzedek V'Yikaba Kol HaMitzvos Oyamad B'Tarasa V'Lo Yosef V'Lo Yigra. But not picking and choosing from one of those two. The double lashon here is that Hashem gives us shabsosai. The Radak says it includes the yamim tovim. They're also called shabsos, and that's also a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam says in towards the end we'll have another Rambam a little bit later. Rather Hashem parachavtes. The Rambam says kishem shemakashim b'leili Shabbos u'mavdilim b'motzoi Shabbos kach makashim b'leili yom tovim u'mavdilim b'motzoihen u'b'motzoi yom kippurim shekulam shabsos Hashem hein. They are all shabsos Hashem. That's what the Radak says right here, and that's the plural. Hashem gave us these special days that are so special and unique. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says why dafka Shabbos was that picked out of all, and where do we see that Hashem wanted to destroy us because we were machal Shabbos? So the Rabbi Yaakov explains the Egel Shabbos in the Midbar at the time. It was all the same root. Chayte Egel was a lack of chosir bitachon. Chosir bitachon. Not keeping Shabbos is chosir bitachon. That's what it means here. It wasn't per se that we didn't keep Shabbos. Or maybe if they did, the Torah doesn't report it. But if they had a lack of bitachon by the Egel, lechara they had a lack of bitachon by Shabbos too. Lechara heichan matzinu. Rabbi Yaakov asks. Both here in the Navi and also in Parshas Kisisa. Where do we see that Hashem wants, he quotes our Pasuk, and where do we see that we were Mechal Shabbos, that Hashem wanted to destroy us? The answer is, Iker Nisoyen HaShabbos Hu HaBitachon. Omei Hai Taima B'Shabbos Rishon HaKashayu B'mara, Herolem HaShem Yisparach, Ashayde Eitz Mar Nefachim HaMayim L'Metukim. And Hashem showed us to have the proper perspective, but we didn't. We didn't have the perspective, and that was the root of why Hashem wanted to destroy us. And maybe this is referring to the Egel even, he suggests. Vayam Rubi Beis Yisrael Bamidbar, I gave him these laws, and they rebelled. Bechu Kosai Lo Halachu, Ves Mishpatai Ma'asu, Asher Yasu Sam Adam V'Chai Bohem, Eshab So Sachil Umod, the Chukim, the Mishpatim, and Shabbos, all of them, they did not fulfill. V'Omar, and I said, okay, I wanted to do a Mitzrayim, I delayed. Okay, I wanted to do it in the Midbar. L'shpoch HaMasi Alem B'Midbar. V'Es Elaman Shemi Again L'Vilti Heichal Leini Agoyim. I didn't. I held myself back again. Asher Utesim Leineim. And I said, fine. V'Gam Ani Nasasi Adi Lem B'Midbar L'Vilti Aviosam. But I said, they're not coming into Eretz Yisrael. They're not coming in. Ya'an Y B'Mishpatai Ma'asu. They were disgusted by my Mishpatim. Eschukosai Lo Alohu B'Hem. They didn't just not do it. But they were moes, ma'asu. The Malbim says, right, they didn't just do this because they had a taiva. They couldn't control the Yetzirah. Ki ra'a, Hashem su'a, sha'asiba ma'ashem ma'asu b'mishpatav, lo hayim mipnei ha'taiva v'ha'yetzirah, rak mipnei ha'minus, shebelibam, holech acharei emuno zaros, v'ha'gilulim v'ma'minim b'Hashem, kamo sha'haya b'meraglim, shlo ha'minu b'yecholas Hashem, v'ha'chedu shebitzad ha'kfira gadol yeser ma'od. And therefore Hashem says, I wanted to destroy them then. But again, Hashem had rachmanis. How many chances does Hashem give us? And I said to the children, okay, another chance. Don't follow the wicked ways of your parents. Follow me. Again, like the other osos that we have, but again, this is an os. Vayamrim, what happened? Also in the Midbar. Look in Sefer Bamidbar. Sefer Bamidbar, how many times did we anger Hashem? Vayamru bi'abonim b'chu kosai lo halachu. Ves mishpatai lo shamru. We didn't. Lasos osam. Asher yaso osam adav v'chai bohem. Every time the pasuk mentions that we're supposed to give the mitzvahs, it mentions v'chai bohem. Right? We're going to live by the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs give us chiyus and a purpose to live. Shepsosai chileilu. They were machal on my Shabbos, and I said, okay, I'm going to destroy them. And again, I didn't destroy them so that they wouldn't be chal Hashem, and I would bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I'll scatter them. Again, they didn't keep anything. Pasuk Chaf Hey. A lot of different pshatim. V'gam ani nasati lahem. I gave them chukim lo tovim. I gave them not good laws. U'mishpatim lo yichyu bahem, and laws that they couldn't live by. What does that mean? Rashi, Radak, Abarbanel. Rashi says, I gave them a yetzahara that they wouldn't be able to overcome. Meaning, normally, the only way that we could overcome a yetzahara is with divine help, with Hashem's help. But masartim b'yad yitzram lehi kasho bavonam. Hashem says, I'm not going to give them extra help right now. The Radak says, no, it means that Hashem gave us over into non-Jews and enemies who made laws for us that were terrible, that were destructive. That wouldn't be good for them. First, the Radak says, it's the taxes and the money that we had to pay. The Mitzudas David says, it's the Churbanos and the Shmados. The Mitzudas David says, all the terrible things. The Abarbanel says, no. There's a different shot. Chukim lo tovim, it's the Torah itself. The Torah itself, the other says Abarbanel, all the other pshatim are rachok min hapshat. It's the Torah itself, like the Pasuk says, ki yisharm darchi Hashem, tzadikim yelchubam uposhim yikashluvam. So says the Abarbanel, the Torah itself are tovos, they're inherently good, but for somebody who rejects it, it's the worst, it's the, right, sam hamaves, like the Gemara says, it can be sam hachayim, it can be sam hamaves, and therefore that's what it's talking about here too. Mitzvos lo tovim from their perspective. Chukim lo tovim, mishpatai lo yichyu bahem is from their perspective. So Rashi, the Radak, and the Abarbanel. The Rambam also quotes this pasuk in a totally different context. The Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, in the second para, quotes that, of course, we know one has to be Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. Says the Rambam, Kisha Osim, and when you're Mechal Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh, the Rambam says, you do it with the greatest tzaddikim. Kisha Osim Dvaram Ha'ailu, Ein Osim Osam, Loi De Goyim, Loi De Ketanim. Right, if there's no time difference, you do it with, like Shlomo Zalman says, somebody asked him, what should I take off my yarmulke when I drive the ambulance on Shabbos? Shlomo Zalman says, no, you put on your strimal and you drive the ambulance on Shabbos. V'asur l'sman me'ah, the Rambam says, b'chilul Shabbos, l'chol sheish bo sakana, you can't delay, sh'nemar asher yaso osam ha'adam v'chai bohem, v'lo sheyamas bohem, you have to live. She'alamata she'ein mishpatei ha'torah nekama ba'olam, el rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. The laws of the Torah are not revengeful, but they're chesed and rachamim. V'elu aminim, the Rambam adds, she'omrim she'zeh chilul Shabbos va'asur, and those heretics that say that it is terrible and it's chilul Shabbos, aleihem hakasuv omer, that's this pasuk. V'gam ani nasati lemchukim lo tovim mishpatim lo yichyu bohem. The Rambam quotes this pasuk, meaning you're missing the point. No, the mitzvos are for us to live by and to be pleasant. Pleasant. This is what they understand, right? They think that mitzvos are no good. Umishpatim lo yichyu bohem. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky here in the Navi, not on the Ala Torah, but in the Navi, he has a long arichus where he says that the original reformers, where did they get the idea that they could reform? So he says, he quotes that they thought, they in their mistaken thought process, they thought that really Shabbos you should have to give your life for. You have to give your life for. And it was a later reform that, oh, Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. Right? And they got it from the Sefer HaMakabim. That really, they darshan that you have to give your life for Shabbos. And they darshan, oh, so they said, oh, if you could be reformed for that, so you could reform for this too. And slowly, that's what it led to. And that's this pasuk. That's what it led to. No, this is not. We pasuk Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. That's a din d'araisa. And that's what the Rambam, says Rabbi Yaakov, is emphasizing here. That you might have thought that heter of Chilul Shabbos is a heter. Says the Rambam, it's not a heter that, oh, it's mutter, but lechatchila, you know, yesh lahachmer. No, it's a chiyuv. It's a halacha. V'chai b'hem v'lo she'yamas b'hem. And if you don't listen, then it's usur to be machmer in this case. So there's a lot on that Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos. Lachain continuing. Daber al Beis Yisrael. So continue. So now we generalize. Now he's not talking to those people that came to him, but now Yechezkel is talking to all the Jews. Ben Adam, Amar Delem, go tell them. Odzos Gitvos, Yevosechem, B'malam, B'mal, they do Avodah Zarah, and they went, even after they went into Eretz Yisrael now, right? It continues history. Hashem didn't destroy us, we went into Eretz Yisrael, and what they do? They went and did Avodah Zarah on all the mountains. Vayir, Kol Giva, Ramah, V'chaleitz, Avos, V'yizvuchu Shem, Ezivcheyem, V'omalei, Amah, Bama, what are you building a Bama? Rashi quotes the word Bama is from Bama. What is it? It's nothing. It's meaningless. Even the word Bama is Bama. The Radak says they learned from the nations around them. They saw these altars all over, so they also built altars. And once they were building an altar, they did it to Avodah Zarah, and they didn't do it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lachein emor al beis Yisrael, Pasuk Lamed. Habederach avoseichem atem nitmim. You're following the ways of your forefathers that did all these things. Don't you know that they were wrong? Don't you know that I'm just trying to hold out? Don't you realize that? Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'ha'ola ruchachem ha'yolo siyeh. What you're thinking in your mind is not going to be. Chazal Darshan from here, ola al ruchachem. That a carbon ola is brought for gasus haruach. There's a lot of midrashim on these pasuk. We have to realize you're going to be repaid. Chai Hashem ne'um Hashem elokim im lo biyad chazaka b'zeron etuya uvechem eshvuchem lo chaleim. I will rule over you no matter what it takes with a strong hand. Uvechem eshvucha, very strong. The Radak says here that there is hashkacha pratis on Am Yisrael like no other nation because of the history that we have with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, what we did for him and what he did for us. There's hashkacha pratis on other nations have less hashkacha pratis, and just like in Eretz Yisrael, we have more hashkacha pratis. But says the Radak here, so Hashem is going to take it very personally. Votzei eschem, Hashem says, I'm going to force you. Kibbutz Galias, v'chulu, I'm going to pull you out. The Abarbanel says very biting and sharp words. What does it mean with chema, with anger? The Abarbanel says many Jews throughout history, even in his time, tried to hide their Judaism. They tried to cover it up, and the goyim aren't going to let us cover it up, because as we see throughout every century, even if people don't identify themselves as Jewish, they identify. The Germans weren't machalic between who's a practicing Jew and who's not a practicing Jew. Rachmana Litzlan, Bechema Shvucha, and Pasuk Lamed Daled, says the Abarbanel, ultimately Hashem would do it, and ultimately it's for our benefit to keep Am Yisrael going. Ve'evesi Eschem el Midbar Ha'amim, and I'm going to send you into Galus, and I will judge you there. And the psukim continue, again, as Hashem continues talking about the Avodah Zarah, he eventually says, and the parak eventually ends, that there is going to come a point. Ki bahar kachi bahar merom Yisrael, shom yavdu nikol beis Yisrael, they're going to come serve me. Bereach nichoach ertze eschen, there's going to be a reach nichoach, I'm going to bring them back. V'nikdashti b'am leni agoyim, not just preventing chil Hashem, but there will be kiddush Hashem. V'yidatem ki ani Hashem b'avi eschen alam beis Yisrael, they'll know that I am Hashem that brought them back. Right, the parak started off with Nasasi Yas Yadi, and the land that I promised, that I swore, La Seiso Sam, La Avo Sechem, and you just have to know that is going to happen, but the Churban is going to happen. Hashem tells Yechezkel to relay to all of those people that were there. Okay, we'll stop here. Parak Chaf.